In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg. It's always a joy to have our time together in the morning. Thank you so much for setting aside this time that we can open God's Word and consider what it has to say. Our time together started last time, where we were talking about what Jesus says about getting to heaven and how we can be comfortable on our way to heaven but confused, thinking that, oh yeah, I think I'll make it, but not recognizing what the Word of God says about there being two gates, two ways, and two destinies. We began by seeing that there's a broad gate that everybody goes through because we're born with a sinful nature, but then there's a straight gate, which means it's narrow. It's caused by obstacles standing in the way. And the only way to get through those obstacles is by faith and repentance. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, every man chooses his own way, but in the end, they are all ways of death, regardless of what men choose, because there's just one way. And so it doesn't make a difference whether it seems right to you, your church membership, or your baptism, or your catechism, or your good works, or your gifts to the church. It doesn't make a difference what your ways may be. If it's not God's way, then you haven't entered into the narrow gate. It's kind of like the compartments on the Titanic. There were compartments there for the way, way wealthy folks, and then there were compartments for very poor people. But only those on the lifeboats lived. And see, some things have to be left outside this narrow gate. All your good works to impress the Lord, left outside. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. All of my good works, I have to leave them outside. The gate is too narrow. There's no way in the world that my good works are going to go through. All my selfish desires to do as I please with my life, that has to be left behind too. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Some things just have to be left outside the gate. All your good works, all your selfish desires. I mean, acceptance and popularity from all your friends who don't love God. See, they'll be going in one direction, and you'll be going in the other, because you have to leave their acceptance outside the gate. How about all your natural reactions have to be left behind? You know, the Bible says in Matthew 5:44 that I love those who love me. Yeah, that's easy, isn't it? I hate those who hate me. Matthew 5:39 talked about not hitting back, but turning the other cheek. Or Matthew 5:40, defending my rights. Instead of that, somebody takes away your coat, give them your cloak also. See, all my natural reactions will be changed because I've given everything to God and he changes me completely. The Bible says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. See, the gospel is too honest not to tell you how hard it may be to enter the narrow gate. Then let's talk about the two ways. They're described as broad or narrow. Now, the broad way, that's many people will stay on this way and enjoy their normal activities and lifestyles. It's brightly lit, conveniences all along the way, and it's crowded and busy with whatever a traveler could possibly desire, except the right destination, of course. See, it's easy to go to hell. You don't have to kill, steal, or commit adultery. You just do nothing about Jesus Christ. John 3:18 says that if we have not believed in the name of the Son of God, we're condemned already. Not believing has given us the state of being condemned. or the Broadway of materialism, because this life is all you'll ever own anything in. Next life, nothing. But often it becomes the hard way, because Proverbs 13:15 says, the way of the transgressor is hard. But it's also the deceptive way. Romans 3:16 says, destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction and misery, heartache and pain. Now that's the broad way. Then there's the narrow way. Remember, the Bible says, few will find it, because few will search for it, because you have to stoop in humility to even find it. Stoop in humility. See, a few of us really realize the joy is waiting for such a way and such a life. But considering your choices is kind of like the opposite ends of a funnel. The broad way, that's big at the entrance, but very confining later. The narrow way, narrow at the entrance, but opening up to joy and everlasting life and abundant living and clear consciences and purpose in living, becomes very big after you've gone through the narrow opening like a funnel. So it's two ways, broad or narrow. And thirdly, it's two destinies, life everlasting or destruction. The songwriter said, what will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? And so Luke 13:24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Strive, it means to agonize, to strain every nerve. So he's saying, let your soul salvation become your chief business. It's kind of like strengthening the levees that should have been strengthened in the New Orleans prior to Hurricane Katrina. You knew you're going to die. So how are you going to prepare for that certain event? Striving to enter into the straight gate. See, Genesis 6:3 says God's Spirit won't always strive over the souls of men. He offered the ark built by Noah, then God shut the door. Now, when does this life everlasting begin? Well, it's right now. Because when you trust Christ as your Savior, it's amazing. He gives you a clear conscience. He begins to give you fulfillment in life, joy in the midst of pain, never lonely with Jesus, eternal fullness of joy. That's why Jesus said, enter ye. It's an invitation that demands a decision. So the question is, are you ready for your life to change and to exit the broad way? How do you do that? By repenting of your sins and believing that Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Begin to seek God with all your heart. Secondly, commit your life and your eternity to Christ. The result, Matthew 7:16-20, you'll have the fruit of the Spirit of God. Matthew 7:24-27, you have stability during times of trouble. Now, if you're considering not entering in at the straight gate, I want you to understand that the door of opportunity one day will be shut. It's like the door of the ark. And you'll be knocking with authority, Lord, you made a mistake. You may have been Christ's guests. You may have been Christ's hearers, but you were never Christ's believers. You see, he replied that they'd never had a personal relationship with him. Then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. No fellowship, no obedience to his teaching. And so he disowned them. He then discarded them, workers of iniquity, where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. It always refers to hellfires. So the invitation today is come to Jesus for salvation. Come to have your life renewed. You may be comfortable but confused. You're on the wrong plane, wrong destination. But you became a child of God years ago, and maybe you're not living for him now. Then you need to turn around and change. I mean, maybe you were burned by somebody in a church situation. Maybe you dropped out of church and you're not serving the Lord like you used to. Well, has this made you happier? Or are you more bitter and empty? See, Jesus' words in this Sermon on the Mount said to forgive others so God can forgive you. Do you need to turn your heart back toward home and the Heavenly Father? The invitation is come on back today. come on back today. Because if you are so eaten up with bitterness and anger, your life will shrivel like a prune. If you're living for fame and personal glory, you can't glorify God and self at the same time. Somebody put it this way, there are just two choices on the shelf, pleasing God or pleasing self. So as we realize that Jesus was finishing his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, he basically gave them the invitation. And he says, enter ye in at the straight or the narrow gate. So the invitation, my friend, is from God to you. Enter in at the narrow gate. It's narrow because you have to have faith and repentance to be able to come in. Now, repentance may be the difficult part because you have to admit that you've been wrong. You have to admit that you've made wrong decisions. You have to admit you've messed up. And so many times we are so stinking proud that we're not willing to do that. As a result of that, your life can be ruined for all of eternity because you weren't willing to humble yourself, and come to God. Jesus said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden with what? With all of your baggage, all of the burdens of your sin and your selfish ways, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And then he made a promise. He said, I will give you rest. The world today is desperately looking for rest. You may get sleep, but not find rest. You may have vacation, but never find rest. You may recognize that other people have it worse than you do, but you don't find rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now, the word yoke was a word that described the teaching of a rabbi back in the day. That was his yoke. And so when a rabbi would say, take my yoke upon you, it meant accept my teaching. And then he said, learn of me. So I trust that you will take the next few days just to saturate yourself with the Word of God and come to realization of your lack of relationship with God, so that God never has to say, I never knew you. Repent of your sin. Trust Christ and his death on the cross to be the salvation that he offers for you. Precious friend, do it today. Don't let Satan talk you into putting it off. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.